Okay, I just want to welcome everybody, and I just want to give a very special thank you to Rebbetzin and Shira, who many, many moons ago, as Miriam Hanavia was saying, came on the screen here, not just the screen, but came into our lives, and we haven't let her leave us. And Amir Hashem till 120, Mashiach is going to come. I just want to first say thank you, Rebbetzin and Shira, for changing all of our lives here and inspiring us and bringing us together. Thank you, Aviva Fias, for always being behind the scenes and in front of the scenes. And thank you to all of you. Anybody that's coming on for the first time, the Chizuk Mission is a very unique space that really, really connects. It's not just coming to hear us share. It's all about opening up our hearts and neshamas to come together, to have a connection, to have a connection to ourselves, to each other, and to Hashem. And if there's ever a time, and I just was saying this before, girls, women, wherever ages and stages, we have to give it our all. It's right before Yom Kippur, and we must step up to the plate. Let's turn the tide together. And without further ado, thank you, Rebbetzin and Shira, and thank you
And
everybody for being
I'm
here.
just gonna interrupt for 1 second and just
Please.
say that this class is dedicated Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Yitzchak ben Levi Halevi and Shimon ben Moshe and Refuah Shelema for Yechiel Mechel ben Rachel Liba Yehudis Bas Yocheved Chana Zahava Bas Miriam Esther Shimon ben Penina Esther Chava Bas Bela Chaim Shlomo ben Esther Miriam and Yehoshua Levi ben Ahuva Malka Chana. Rebbe,
Okay.
we're ready for you.
A Gemara Chasima Tova to everybody who's joining us today. It's Grace or Yeshikoach, Erev Yontif, when there's so much to do, to particularly in Chutz La'aretz, we have a double day of Sukkot to come out to learn some Torah. I just have to begin with a disclaimer. I am expecting a one phone call of a Tzarchet Tzibur nature. That is time sensitive. So if this person calls me, I apologize. I have you pinned who it is. I will have to pick up for a second, otherwise we're flying. The second disclaimer I want to say is I'm going to really try to hold off on questions. I'll pause at different points because I want to move today. So comments and thoughts, which we love to hear, I'm really going to ask to hold back today. Until we get through what I want to get through, it's going to be a workout today, but it's going to be a well worth it workout. Hey, that's what I like—a lot of alliterations with W's. Here we go. The sheets you should have in front of you. We thank Aviva for being Aviva. The first source is Ori V'Yishi, the Talmud Rebbe, where he says, "Ita be'orsa ruah deru lo bechalom." The sefer called Orsa Ruah, and they showed him in a dream. That the words Or Zaruah Latzadik Uli Yishrei Lev Simcha, that a light is planted for the righteous and the straight of heart have joy, which is the opening pasuk of Kol Nidrei Night. We say it three times. The end letters of Zaruah Ayin Tzadik Kuf Yishrei Yud Lev Beis Simcha Hey spells out Akiva. We normally spell out Akiva with an Aleph. The Gemara Yushami spells it with a Hey. And that's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was the person who had the positive outlook, Lishrei Lev Simcha. And he says, well, why are we hinting at Rabbi Akiva here? And he notes in source B, V'nei nahug alma lomar ta pasuk hazeh, ve'eidot tzana sefer Torah, u'bakashara mechila v'tzlicha min haTorah. We take out the sefer Torah, and we're asking forgiveness for all the times that we have not been loyal to Torah. And at this point, we want to mention the schus of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Moser Nefesh. He literally gave his life in order to be able to study Torah. So we're really trying to tap into that tzchus of Rabbi Akiva that he should stand as a Melech Yosha for us. Aside from the fact and see, ubiyoter sheptiratosha Rabbi Akiva itabi Yom Kippurim. Rabbi Akiva's yahrzeit is Yom Kippur. And so the koach of his neshama is found very much on Yom Kippur. And keep in mind, Rabbi Akiva is the one who made that famous statement of Ashrecha Yisrael, the end of Gemara Mishnah Yuma. Praised are Yisrael. Who is the one who is purifying you? So Rabbi Akiva is very much that imagery of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, and very much that imagery of remembering. We are entering into a Tara, a purity zone, and Rabbi Akiva becomes the model for that. Before we move on, I would just like to make mention, and I'd like to discuss today, that's going to be our major focus, another deeper reason why we begin with Or Zeruah Latzadik. Like what we should have in mind when we begin off that pasuk. You can open up a Maaser, it's a mamash before Kol Nidre. We open up with Or Zeruah Latzadik. So before going on to answer this question, I'd like to make note in source 14, a piece from Rabbi Biderman Ber HaChaim, where he asks, what's the big deal of Kol Nidre? Right, you know, it's an emotional time, it's Yom Kippur, but come on. We're saying that any, you know, Nidorim that we made should be null and void. We already did Atar Sedarim by Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay, neder is, you know, our speech is very important. I get it all. But, like, is this something to cry about? I mean, like, I don't know. Or making such a big deal in Kol Nidre? You know, those Kol Nidre, I remember as a kid, those Kol Nidre Jews. Do you know what I'm talking about? That just showed up. I'm sure there's still some Kol Nidre Jews that just showed up once a year. So here, Rav Biederman brings two Nekudos here, and I want to share them in source 14. And he brings from the Mekubalim, where he says, based on the Zohar Kadosh, which is obviously we're talking about the regular Nedarim, the regular swearing, the oaths that we make, but he says, Shaidei Tshuva Efshar Levatel Gzeiros Roz Sheish Imam Shvua. Sometimes Ribbono Shel Olam has a gzeira against us, Lo Aleinu, some type of decree. And sometimes the decrees are really signed, sealed, and delivered with a shvuah. Kivyochol, Hashem swears, this person will have X, Y, or Z, or will not have X, Y, or Z. Ubishat Tfilas Kol Nidre. What happens in Tfilas Kol Nidre when we're entering into the zone, as we'll talk about in the end today? It's Nasa Eit Ratzon. It's a time of favor. It's a time that we can ask Hashem to be able to break these gzeiros. And the imagery he says here is we know that when the Chazan stands on Kol Nidre, he stands with two people on either side, each holding a Sefer Torah. It's as if they're convening a Beis Din. And it's as if the Beis Din down here is saying that all the oaths are mevutalim, are batel, are nullified. And then it's as if once the court of law down here says everything is nullified, because it's an Eit Ratzon, a time of favor, Kivyachol, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I have to follow the Beis Din down here, and these are nullified, these gzeiros, these decrees. What's the caveat? We have to do tshuva. The time of Kol Nidre is a time of tshuva. It's a time of mamash saying to Ribbono Shel Olam, you know, this is it. Umishtada b'kol kochol levatel kol gzeiros kashos v'ros. And it's a time mamash to daven. If a person feels like there's a certain gzeira on them, every individual in their lives knows exactly what we're talking about. For some, it's shiduchim with their kids. For some, it's refuas. For some, it's parnasa. Every one of us sitting here has a pekalach on, going on. And this is a time to mamish daven to Hashem. Please be mevatel this gzeira. And that is the power of Kol Nidre. So we mamish have to like just tap into that energy of really being focused on davening for that one thing that we feel like is that gzeira, is that decree leveled against us. He also brings at the end of 14 a double squiggly from the Avnei Nezer from Sukkot that when we say va'asarna lo asare, and that which we've been bound up with should no longer be bound, that we're referring to Hashem help us, that those mitzvos that have become so habitual to us as if I'm bound to it. It's like I don't think anymore. Like I just go ahead and do it. Please help me, va'asarna lo asare. Those things that I've been bound with, please unbind me. Please let go of those clutches that are holding me. So Kol Nidre becomes that Eit Ratzon of A, before Kol Nidre, evoking the imagery of Rabbi Akiva, of Tara, of Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, and that should be our schus. And then we enter into Kol Nidre, mamish, focusing on that particular gzeira we have in mind, and asking Hashem, we know what areas we just like slide into Averos land, help us break this. I'm not looking for comments today. I'm looking for questions. I know that sounds a little bit not nice, but I'm really focused. So if anyone has a question on anything that was said, we'll pause here for a moment. Amy.
So the focus is on the decree that we know of. Is that right? Like, because maybe
Sure.
there is a decree going
Sure.
forward that we don't
For
know.
sure.
Is that
For
okay? So
sure.
that's also the kavana.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, good. Anyone else? Okay. So now, and Aviva, you'll help me because there's too many people for me to manage. So now I want to begin a mimer, which is it's going to be a workout, but it's worth working out once in a while. That we're going to tap into one of the real deep aspects of what Yom Kippur is about, the Itzumo Shel Yom, the power of the day. And the imagery, I think, is so powerful, so impactful, that in my humble opinion, I think it will really carry us over Yontif. So hold on tight, it's well worth it. And then at the end, we'll bring it down to some more practical areas. We'll begin at source number two of Rav Rapper, Mo de Lubina. He brings down 2a, Katav HaRambam, Kol mitzvah shebetorah im avar adam alacha mehem, kishiyaseh tshuva v'yashuv mechaito, chayav litvadot lifnei HaKel Baruch Hu. Rambam, person does an aveira, when they do tshuva and they return from their sin, then they have to repent in front of Hashem. Now you look at the language of the Rambam, it sounds very fascinating. The Rambam doesn't say you're obligated to do tshuva. What does the Rambam say? Kishiyaseh tshuva. When you do tshuva, the mitzvah is to confess. And it's a big question of the Rambam. Does the Rambam hold that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva? Or when you do tshuva, you fulfill the mitzvah? Let me give you an example. You could go through your whole life never eating bread. All right, you have problems with lechem, mishnah, matzah. Don't be technical with me. If you eat bread, then you get a mitzvah of benching. But you're not obligated to bench. You're obligated, if you eat bread, to bench. Likewise, if you do tshuva, you get a mitzvah. Now, why is this so? So it says in 3a, V'nei b'pshuto afshar d'inyan tshuva yikarat adam b'chato. What is tshuva? I've messed up. I'm not aligned with the values I believe in. And I missed the mark, and I did something that was against what the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted or against somebody else. And I feel bad. Tshuva only works if you feel bad for what you've done, if you recognize what you've done. But if you don't realize this, I can't command you to do tshuva because tshuva has to come from where? From yourself, from your recognition, from what you realize is wrong. I was sharing this morning, some of you are also following me from this morning, of a girl that just asked me yesterday. She says, you know, girls, seminary girls, they say to each other, do you mocha me? Do you mocha me? Do you forgive me? And she says, obviously, I'm going to have to say yes. But there are people who've hurt me that I don't forgive. They've really hurt me. And so one of the things I said to her is, when they come over to you and say, are you mocha me? Ask them, for what? Have them own up what they've done. Because nekuda number one of what tshuva is recognizing what I've done wrong. And this is hard because none of us like to be wrong. And I have a little secret to tell you, my friends. And this is between you and me. You could go through the list of things you've done incorrect today. Oh, today's yet young. By me, it's already 5:15. And for every single thing, you could justify it. Huh? I didn't mean it. I was in a rush. God knows what I'm talking about. Do you know what I'm saying? I can manage to do that. To take ownership of what I've done, to really say, you know what? I'm wrong. And I feel bad. And I messed up. That's step one. The Rambam is saying, I can't tell somebody you have to do that because it has to come from where? It has to come from within. You know, it's like you tell your little kid, you know, your little toddler or grandchoddler, you know, take something from somebody else or hit somebody or bite someone, whatever they do. And you say, Shlomi, go say you're sorry to Esty. I'm sorry. Let me tell you a little secret. Shlomi is not sorry. He doesn't even know what sorry means. But mommy says, say, I'm sorry. So I say, I'm sorry. And some of us never grow up. And we remain that little Shlomi our whole lives. And Estes are really hurt. And it's also, you know, Yom Kippur doesn't help. Ben Adam L'Chaveiro. You know, you could do amazing between man and God, but you still got a 50 on the test. And this is the time to think about who have I hurt? You know, it's very interesting. This is parenthetically. I got a question from an email from one of the women I teach in one of my classes. How's that for vague? Of She knows that a person in her family is upset about something she's done and she wants to ask for forgiveness. Is it necessary for her to actually have a face-to-face conversation or can she write a letter apologizing? I thought that was a fascinating question. I was not going to touch it with a 100-foot pole. I asked my person who I asked Silas to, and he said if it's a well-written, heartfelt letter, it's sufficient. You can ask your own LOR, but these are the times. So if you say to yourself, well, I don't, you know, those like, so write a letter. However, source C, Biram Katava Rambam, Yom Kippurim, Husman Chuvalachola, Yachiruli Rabim. Vehu Kates Mechila Vesicha, Israel, Lufika Chayvim Akola, so Chuva. However, if that's true of all year, the Rambam says, whoa, there's an exception. There's one day a year where there's a chiyuv, there's an obligation to do tshuva. And that day is Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is an obligation. Husman tshuva for the yachid, individual, and for the rabbi. Everyone has to do tshuva. And the essence of tshuva is vidui, is confession. Now, what's the difference? This also has to come from yourself. What's the difference between Yom Kippur and the rest of the year? If it has to come from self, so it has to come from self on Yom Kippur. How can I command you on Yom Kippur? So here's the key line, my friends, for today. Here's the key line. Source 4a, if you're following inside. V'hinei katav Rabbeinu Yona b'Sharei Tshuva. The Rabbeinu Yona in Sharei Tshuva writes the following. Ki ma she'nemar, the pasuk tells us the following. Lifnei Hashem titaru. In front of Hashem, you will be purified. That's the mitzvah say of tshuva. We look inside of our ways, and it leads to tahara. And he says, Rav Rapper, that this is most likely the source of the Rambam as well. From this pasuk, lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, you shall be purified. What is it about this pasuk that carries this message? So here's the key. Listen closely and source it. V'kevan shekein nir'eh. Dibahai kra gufa mivuar geder shel. In this one phrase, lifnei Hashem titaru, in front of Hashem you shall be purified, is the essence of Yom Kippur. V'hu d'yom ha-kippurim hu yom amidas ha'adam lifnei Hashem. Yom Kippur is about lifnei Hashem. We focus in on the titaru of being purified. Look at the beginning of the pasuk, lifnei Hashem. What is Yom Kippur about? It's about in front of Hashem. You ever wonder why on Yom Kippur there's no chiyuv of Aliyah LaRegeh, of going to Beis Hamikdash like Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos? And you know one of the answers the Sfarim give? The Beis Hamikdash comes to you. Beis Hamikdash is a place, rendezvous with God. You don't have to go anywhere. Lifnei Hashem. And it doesn't matter, my friends, if you're in shul or if you're playing Legos with your kids on the floor. It's everywhere. It's a traveling Beis HaMikdash. Three bottles shalom by you. Lifnei Hashem. There's no place devoid of Lifnei Hashem. Person Mole could be in a hospital. Person could be with an elderly parent. Doesn't matter. You're Lifnei Hashem. Sometimes we think that Yom Kippur is only a day about shul. It's not. It's about Lifnei Hashem. Wherever you are. Let's go on. Vamidazu lifnei Hashem. Mechadeshet ruach tara etzol ha'adam. My friends, listen to this. Being in front of Hashem creates this ruach tara, the spirit of holiness, of purity. L'taher mikol tumotenu p'chitotenu. Umitromeim hadam double squiggly and 4C likrat hakaram leaba cheto b'shifluto. This is to what he's saying here, and just to bring it down before I explain it, if any of us have ever been in the presence of somebody great, it could be Gadol Hador, or it could be somebody who you feel like you really respect. When you're in their presence, you feel different, and to a certain degree, you feel very small. Like, whoa, I have a long way to go. Now, if that's true of a great person, how much more so with the Ribbono Shel Olam? When I'm standing in front of Hashem or I'm in the presence of Hashem, that experience itself generates this realization that I need to do tshuva. You see, we had asked, what's the difference between Yom Kippur and all year? It has to come from yourself. You're right. But Yom Kippur, you have help from the outside. What's your help? The day itself. The day creates an energy where you feel in front of Hashem and you're saying to yourself, whoa, I'm not dressed. Whoa, I have a long way to go. Whoa, I need to work on. That's the power of Yom Kippur, what we call in the language of Chazal, the Itzumo Shel Yom. That essence of the day is what creates the Tahara, which creates the purity. Do you sodahi akarat atzmit? I realize I'm so small. I realize I have so much to work on. Aval b'yom kippurim yesh lavo l'adam b'tanar chiyuv al asiyas ha'tshuva. Ki matzav ha'adam v'amidato b'yom kippurim hu ha'mechayev ha'yoter gadol. Shayado yagi adam l'karar chato v'pgam asher b'chato. There is an onus of responsibility on Yom Kippur. There's a power of this day. There's a light of this day that every person has the ability to really look inside and be honest and say, you know what? Not only have I messed up, I feel bad for messing up. And you know what? I want to get closer. I want to be
You
better.
found the thing.
I want to be better. I want to connect. Okay, I'm stopping here again, not for comments, but for questions. So I open the floor if something wasn't clear before I go on.
Fiona.
Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned that Yom Kippur is a day. But obligated of the tshuva and the tzibur. What do we mean by that?
Individual, what do you mean by the tshuva d'tzibur? It's a good question. I like the question. I like it a lot. I like it a lot. I like the question. I like it. I like it. I don't know, but I like it. Go learn, figure out. I have no idea. I like it. I don't know. Okay, I don't know. Sorry.
Me?
Yeah.
What about a year is a very long time? What about things that we don't remember being wrong? Especially at our age.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Theory.
That's why we have tshuva every day. Hashivina v'yosor. It's tshuva every day. And we have Erev Rosh Chodesh. It's Yom Kippur Katan. We have all of these things in order to help us out. You're right. That's one answer. The second answer I'd give you is, even if I don't know exactly what I have done March 4th at 3 o'clock, I can say that very often I have patterns that I have done, and I repeat those patterns. So, albeit I may not know the exact sin, but if I'm able to look at the core of things that I have done wrong, and I'm able to realize that these are patterns that I fall into, so that by doing tshuva for those patterns, I've covered a lot of these March 4th at 3 o'clock. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
So instead of getting caught up on March 4th at 3 o'clock of, oh my gosh, I'll never remember that, again, look at the patterns in my life. And again, as we've spoken about at length in these classes in the Sefer Shalom, of look at what are the root of these patterns. I have a self-esteem issue, and therefore I have a gaiva issue, therefore, and a lot of these things just fall into place. Let's take these three comments, and then I'm moving. Michelle.
Hi, Robertson. Gemar Chasima Tova.
Amen.
How do we balance our tefillah and our tshuva on Yom Kippur between the Yira and the Ahava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because I tend to lean into that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my father, and just like, and I compare to my parent-child relationships, and that I'm never gonna zap my kids. Like, no matter, like, we're going to do this and we're going to dialogue it out and we're going to fix problems and we're going to grow. But I never want my children to like fear that I'm ever going to disown them or separate from them permanently. And
No,
so,
I hear that. I
you
hear
know,
that, Michelle.
how do we balance that? Because we have to have the awe, we have to have the fear.
But you know what, Michelle? Look around. Think of the Chatufim. Think of those videos. And the world is screaming pain. Think of the families that have lost sons and fathers and husbands. You know what? There's so much pain in this world. And we know that there's a lot of din going on. So if you have that imagery of din, I'll just share with you what comes to my mind. There was a few days before Rosh Hashanah, four young women from Beitar who were driving to work in the Gush, and there was a terrible car accident. And it was a very serious car accident. And one of them is was in Chanelas Machzor in her same year. So she's 24, young. And it's serious. And it's serious. And if you daven, Shira bat Shulamit, to have her mind in your tefillos. There's a lot of din in this world. I think it's harder to get to the Ahava than the Din and the Yira. Two more comments, then I'm moving on. Vivian.
Okay, so one question is, I believe I heard there's an inyan to repeat things that happened previously in the past and to be misvada on them again? Is that something?
I've seen both. I've seen it both ways, yes, that my sin is always in front of me, David HaMelech. And I've also seen, you don't think your tshuva was good enough once. And that's,
Just
okay,
leave
that's
it.
not, what?
So then just leave it and don't go back there.
But I am not your LOR. And I do a vidui every year for telling people what to do when I have no right to do that. And you're not getting me into that trap, Erev Yom Tov.
Jira, the Rebbe Maimer that was taught by Rebbetzin Shlonim yesterday said that because Yom Kippur is a new energy, we should daven and ask forgiveness for all that we can remember and that we don't remember. Yes, I can tell you, yes, we could do tshuva for everything.
Yeah, but her question is, if I did tshuva last year for my,
No, it's not the same. That's what she said. That's all I know. We were reading it from the Rebbe's Maimer.
okay. You know what? Let her ask
And that's
her
all.
own.
That's
But thank
fine.
you.
Fine. You're
Okay,
welcome.
then
Do
I
you
have one.
need a second one?
Yeah. So there are a lot of things. We try to understand all the achetz and the vidoy, but there are some things that maybe are not coming to mind and are not things that, let's say, a pattern, or we don't realize they're a pattern. So is that covering it, so to
Yeah,
speak?
to the best of our ability, yeah.
Ah,
That's why
okay.
we say these alchemies.
Okay, got it.
But our onus of responsibility is to try to get to the bottom of it. Apparently, it hasn't come to Israel. There's a new Vidui book that's supposed to be very good by Art Scroll that goes through what the each of the Vidui means. That's what somebody told me. I beyond that, I haven't. It
Okay.
doesn't haven't come to the end of the
Thank
world.
you.
Yiti. No, unmute, 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 unmute.
Basically, no, Vivian sort of asked my question. I was going to say that if there was something that you used to do for years and years and you've been working on yourself and you don't do it anymore, was it
Right.
completely eradicated last year, or I have to say
Right.
Al Chayit again? That's all. That
Good.
do I have to
Okay,
ask?
good.
That's what I want to
Okay,
know.
good. This is a good question. Now I'm getting to the core. All we've done now is rolled up our sleeves. So now let's get into the core here, my friends, and it's absolutely stunning. So all we've established, first of all, that for our building is that we say Hashem Titaru, that the experience of Yom Kippur is the Fnei Hashem. The Beis HaMikdash comes to you. The Ribbono Shel Olam is up close personal. And that intensity of closeness, you have to open it yourself up to it. I mean, you can go through Yom Kippur feel nada. But that experience makes me want to become better. It makes me want to shed off those layers that have blocked me from this relationship with Hashem. Now I want to take a look at this idea. Next page, source five. Listen closely. One of the essence of Yom Kippur, as Chazal tell us, is the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, right? Particularly by Ne'ilah, we say it a few times, and it begins, Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra, right? Hashem passes in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he calls out, Hashem Hashem, Kerachum v'chanun erech apay, and you hear Ne'ilah people are what? They're screaming this out. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam, which happened on Yom Kippur, he gave over the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. When he shared this with Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says the following: Melamed shenitatef HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishliach sibur, ve'ra'a lo Lemoshe seder tefila. Kivyochol, this is imagery that Hashem enwrapped himself in a talus, like a shliach sibur, like a chazan, and he taught him this, and he said to Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar lo. Calls Manch Yisrael Choltim, all the while the Jewish people sin. Yasulufanai Kaseder is that they should do in front of me this. You give me Josephani and I will forgive them. And again, the Bali Musar say it doesn't say Yomur Lufanai Seder is that say in front of me. It says Yasu. How do you get forgiven? Emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam. Right? Just like he is, we are. Just like he is, we are. It's emulating the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's how you're able to access this level of closeness. Now, v'tzarech b'yor. What a fascinating imagery that Hashem enwraps himself like a Chazen in a talus. So listen closely. 5b. V'katuv v'katab zeh marsha b'sefer yashem echuk chokmat mukubali matziti v'zeh loshona. Nit'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'oso talus levana sh'nit'atef v'briyaso shel olam shelav ne'amar ol te'or katsalma sh'mafik misof olam v'ad sofo. This same talus is used another time. When Hashem created the original light in the world. Pasuk Berachi Nafshi Nit'av Ote Or Kal Salma. He enwrapped himself in this Salma, in this garment, and that's how he was able to transpose this light. And the way the Sfarim say it is, if Hashem was going to reveal himself in all of his glory, that light would have been too strong and the world would have blown up. So Hashem concealed himself, and it's almost like imagery, emanations of that intensity of Hashem appearing to this world is what created the original light. Now we know about this original light that Adam HaRishon was able to see from one end of the world to the other. And then Hashem hid this light because he realized that the tzaddikim would abuse this light. And he explains here that the ability, so now he says we can make a connection. If Hashem used this original light to create original ta if Hashem used the talus to create the original light of the world, Hashem also uses this talus to teach us, to share with us the 13 attributes of mercy. So these 13 attributes of mercy must be some level of God's light and emanation coming from God. Now, what do we know about this light? We know in 6a, Vine, or just Sheshimei Breshid, Hushiro'oi, Demi Sofa, Lam Vat Sofo, that we were able to see from one end of the world to the other. Ukedamamru Chazal, Bi'or Davar, what does this mean? Daide, double squiggling six, Ha'ora Hazo, through this light. Nisgalta, Betsura, Hayoter, Brura, Gilui, Shchinato, Yitbarach. What does it mean to see from one end of the world to the other? It means there was total clarity of vision of Ein Od Milvado. With this light, they were able to see there's nothing but the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing. Nothing. There was no interference. There was clear reception. No distractions. Everything, every tree, every stone, every plant, is screaming, Ein Od Milvado, is screaming the Ribbono Shel Olam's presence.
Rebbetzin, I'm so sorry. Just one more time. The Yud Gimel Midos, where does it, how do we tie that in?
Hashem used the same talus to reveal the 13 Midos HaRachamim on Yom Kippur. Why is he using that talus? Because the 13 Midos HaRachamim are a manifestation of Hashem's light, which I'm going to get to right now. Now, where was this light hidden? It's hidden in Torah. Torah has that capacity for us to have that clarity of vision. And that's the goal of learning. The goal of learning is connection. The goal of learning is realizing Ein Od Milvado. I don't have time for comments, but I'm going to make this anyway because I can't have a shiur without some smiles. nothing to do with anything in it. So I apologize to those who like not to get off track. I have this Hani Gontcharlev class, which I love, right? We listen to a song. And I did a very beautiful piece, which hopefully I want to do one day with everyone here, about finding yourself. And I had them journal, the girls, and the girls were sharing how through what we learned and through the journaling and the song, like one girl said, I realized that there's a part of me that I didn't even know I had. It was really powerful. I had a principal, I'm not saying from which school, because I have a whole audience here. I had a principal who sat in on this class, and I actually was with her afterwards. Thank you very much. She says, you know, really chaval that you don't teach text. I happen to teach text. You know what I felt like doing? And I'm working on myself. It's taking a long time. I wanted to take this principal and literally take her by the neck and shake her. The kids don't need text. They need to grow. They need to be inspired. They need to be changed. Did you see what this young lady was able to find? It was incredible. And you want text? Okay, I got it out. I'm not saying we shouldn't do text. I teach text. But there's so much more. Why did I bring this? Why did I get lost? Because it's about relationship. It's about relationship. And I say to my students, I teach Reishi, I say, if in every class we don't come out with, and how am I a different person as a result of this, then I have failed as a teacher. Because it's about connection. It's our relationship. That's what it's about. Now, I got lost. I'm going to contain myself and come back to the program. Now, it was hidden in Torah. I remember right where I was. You know what happened at Mamet Har Sinai? We went back to Adam HaRishon before the sin. Do you know what happened at Har Sinai? Atah harei saladat, you have shown us, ki Hashem hu Elokim ein od milvado. Har Sinai was an experience of light, of clarity, of connection. And I'm not going through what happened that we lost it. But now that we did lose it, indeed, we lost it. We got a taste of that clarity, that taste of that original light at Har Sinai, and we lost it. This is a deeper understanding. There are many levels of Hareini na kvodecha. Show me your glory. Right? I'll say it's on the Gerala Rosh Hashanah, which is also the Ein Od Milvado. Help me understand what's going on here. Let me see this clarity. Hainu in the arrow and D. Shebikesh Moshe al chazarat hariyam misof haolam va'ad sofo shiru Yisrael b'shat matan Torah. What Moshe Rabbeinu is asking for is Hashem, not just forgiveness. He's asking for, give me back that light of clarity. Give me back that Or HaGadlus that we can see you so clearly. Give me back that ability that we're not going to sin. If you know the Ribbono Shel Olam is in front of you, how could you sin? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? Instead of giving you light, I'm going to give you something which is akin to the light. Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. And it has a number of ways of looking at this. There are a few ways. It's like a prism. One way is when you are able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam is Rachum V'Chanun. Erech HaPaim v'Rav Chesed. When you're able to see the goodness in this world throughout your life, you're able to see the Ribbono Shel Olam with clarity. You know, I was just having this conversation with Chanelah. I don't know where it came from. She was telling me, she said, you know, Ima, oh, we got a parking space right in front of where we needed to carry something heavy. And she said, Ima, this is Pshat in Samchenu Bishua Secha. Let's rejoice in your salvation. She said, not always is a salvation what we want, But anytime we get a glimmer of this salvation, we have to have a kersa tov, samchenu, rejoice. We're so quick to say, well, how did this happen and that happen and the hostages and the chayalim? You have a baby who smiles. Are you appreciating that? Are you appreciating all the goodness in this world? The Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim is a shining light of Hashem in this world. You're right. There are places of darkness that I can't see this light because that's my vision is limited. My vision is
Nice.
small. Let me just finish this and I'll take the questions.
Oh,
I see the hands. Also, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim is you want to see the Ribbono Shel Olam? Emulate him. The more you emulate him, that you're chanun, rachum, erech apayim, the more you'll be able to tap into that energy and that light. You have to become godlike. And I've mentioned before, and I'll mention again, there is an amazing sefer by Rabbi Yecheskel Elias that Libestar put you on again on this, an article sefer Torah Devorah that makes it so user-friendly, a sefer I highly recommend. Highly recommend. It's very thin that you get your hands on, learn with somebody. Rabbi Yecheskel Elias on the Tomer Devorah, what it means to be godlike. Now, here's the punchline. These Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, this aspect of light was given to us on Yom Kippur. This is when the story happened. What is the goal of Yom Kippur? Is to access this light of closeness to Hashem. What's the energy of Yom Kippur? To access this light. And hence, my friends, how do I begin Yom Kippur? Or Zaruah Latzadik, Uli Yishrei Simcha. The light that is hidden, that light of the Or HaGadol, is revealed today. Uli Yishrei, those who are able to be Yishrei, straight-hearted. Those who are able to follow this path, there's no greater joy. It's l'fnei Hashem titayru. What's the imagery that we should feel on Yom Kippur? It's that imagery of being in front of Hashem with that light of knowledge of Ein Od Milvado. And hence, as Rav Moshe Solomon Zatzal points out, how do we end, if we begin Or Zeruah Latzadik, how do I end the day? Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim, 7 times. It's to take the message of Yom Kippur, of Ein Od Milvado, Hashem Hu Elokim. Rachamim and Din. It's all coming from the same place. One last idea, Liba. I haven't ignored you. I am ignoring you, but I have one last idea. And that's in 8a, the Be'er HaChaim, Rav Biederman, where he says, Minhag Yisrael is for men when they come into shul kol nidrei night to put on a talis. We have all seen this. Yeah, you go to shul, you put on a talis. And they put on a talis when it's still daytime. He brings down here from the Arizal that we know we're women, we don't do much in this area. We do a lot. That a woman doesn't say, a woman, be careful, Shira. When a man puts on a talis at night, he doesn't say a bracha. So there are many levels for this, but listen to this. This is the punchline for today. This is what I want you to walk away with. Ready? I'm in 8b in the asterisks. Quoting the Ramchal in Kitzur HaKavanos on Seder Yom Kippurim. Why doesn't a man say a bracha if he puts on at night? Lefi darko, ki b'sh'as shkias hachama, kol nidrei night, when the sun goes down. Shel Yom HaKadosh, of this holy day. Poreis kodshebrichu et talito al kol klal Yisrael. Hashem takes this very same talis and enwraps all of us in this talis. It's like the kids who are under their father's talis by Birkas Kohanim. And it doesn't matter if you're by Lego or you're in shul or by an elderly parent. Hashem enwraps you in this talis. Ubechasto machbi osanu b'tzel yado tachat kanfei Hashchina. And the chesed, that there's kindness here, that Hashem hides us under his wings, under the kanfei Hashchina. And therefore, we know the halacha is if you take somebody else's talis, you don't say a bracha. So here, we're all under the Ribono Shel Olam. Kone avadav badin. Everything is in Hashem's realm. So if I take a talis at night, I've already been enwrapped by Hashem's talis. So now I have no ownership of any other talis. And I really have no ownership of anything else, because I'm completely in the domain of Hashem. My friends, what an imagery to go into the Yom HaKadosh with, of closing our eyes and feeling that this talis of the Ribono Shel Olam, which he created the original light, this talis which he gave the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the same talis is enveloping each and every one of us. And the feeling that we need to have on Yom Kippur, the Tzumos Shel Yom, is I feel Hashem, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. I feel I'm right up close personal. And feeling that up close personal means that feeling of, oh my gosh, I have to work on myself. It is the trigger and impetus in itself for tshuva, liba.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to ask this question after such a magnificent ending, but there was a small point that you had mentioned. Did you say that we look for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement, we look for his chesed, and therefore we see him more clearly? And then it seems to me that it's like cyclical, because if you look, and then if you see, then you see more. And then you feel more. And
Yes.
then it's kind of.
Yes, 100%. 100%. 100%. That's why they suggest that every modim think about something between last modim and this modim that I'm thankful for.
Yeah.
And again, you're so right, Lipa. You're bringing Hashem present in a real way. And that's why we're called Yehudim, to thank, to
Right.
recognize, to appreciate. Vivian, talk to me.
So I'm not sure if this is from the Chasam Sofer or the Ksav Sofer, but it says that Hashem said, "As panai, you won't see as panai, but sometimes as achorai, you can see."
This is a custom sofer.
Chasam Sofer, and if there's a time in your life that you go through something very difficult and you're in a lot of pain, physically, emotionally, psychologically, whatever it is, and then afterwards you can see achorai, you can see how Hashem really did a chesed, then that really brings out, you can see the 13 midos. If we can look back on our lives at a time when we can appreciate that, then you really could see, you can really see
Beautiful.
Hashem clearly. And that
Beautiful.
is something that will just go through.
Right. Right. And I love what you're saying. This is definitely a thought in the Aser Tshuva of to look back at what has gone on in my life, and those points that I thought were the lowest perhaps have brought me to the highest of places. And you're right, the retrospect enables us to see the kindness and the chesed of the Ribono Shalom. So if you can't see it up close personal, so turn your head, look backwards. 100%, beautifully stated. Okay, my friends, who else has a comment or thought? Because at this point, I'm finished. I haven't started.
Can I just say one more thing that I wanted to say before? Sorry, because this really impacted me a lot. I heard that right after Ne'ilah, we say Maariv. And then right away, we say Slach Lanu. Like, what am I already, if I was already forgiven on Yom Kippur for everything, why am I saying, forgive me? What did I do? What was the forgiveness for? And I heard it shared so beautifully that you didn't really truly believe that you were going to be forgiven.
Wow.
That you have to truly believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives us for everything on Yom Kippur, and to be able to go into it with full belief and full confidence. And you're here today really, really prepared me for this, really magnificent.
Yeshika, there's a famous Maisa, which I'm sure we've heard, but I want to repeat, echoing what you're saying. Of a boy, Bnei Brak, who went out with a girl. They went out three, four times, ready to get engaged. Typical Bnei Brak. And on the fourth date, whatever, the girl said, "I need to be honest before we close that I have a past. And there were a few months I was out of school and I wasn't holding, and I want to be upfront with you, but Baruch Hashem, I'm teshuva, I'm back." And the boy was totally shaken. And he's saying, I'm a straight and narrow boy. Why do I need this? And he went to Rav Steinman, that's all. I believe it's Rav Steinman. And he told him this. He says, what should I do? And Rav Steinman said, this girl doesn't deserve you. What? And he says, if you don't believe in the koach of tshuva, so then what type of boy are you? Close tonight. Is that a beautiful story? Esty, talk to me.
Hi. So everything was beautiful. The last point, I know
Hold
that.
on, hold on, hold on. Hi. Minute. Okay, Zyga Bench. Okay, I apologize. Okay, Esty. I cut you off. I'm sorry.
All good. So the last point when you're saying that a man doesn't wear a tallis at night, you don't make a bracha on a tallis, and you also don't. So how does that connect? Is it that you don't make a bracha? It's during the day. You put it
During
on
the break.
the. Okay.
So. During the night, I don't make a bracha. Why don't I make a bracha? So the technical reason is because it's night. The deeper reason is why don't I make a bracha on Yom Kippur night? Because it's not my talis. Because I'm completely in Hashem's domain and He owns it. And you never say a bracha on a borrowed talis.
No.
You see, during the day, it hasn't yet been Yom Kippur, and Hashem hasn't enwrapped us in His talis. So before, when I come to shul, you can still say bracha because it's not Yom Kippur. The moment Yom Kippur comes, I enter into a different dimension. And that's the mindset that we should have, that I've entered into a different dimension. I'm not in my own home. I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. I'm in Hashem's embrace. And that goes back to what Michelle was saying before of that very, the Avinu Malkeinu, but that feeling that Hashem is mamish holding me. We need that. And again, it creates in me that realization, I gotta be better. Hashem sees right through me. And this is how I'm appearing before him. You better get your act together. Now, I just want to make one final nekuda, and I know it's late and I apologize. And that is, and I've said this every year, but I'd be remiss if I didn't say this. Part of what tshuva is about, that if I'm right there in front of Hashem, it's about saying, I'm ready to move forward in some small area. People suggest really three areas, ben adam l'makom, ben adam l'chaveiro, ben adam l'atzmo, that I'm taking on something small in a real way. Something small, take it on between now and Hanukkah, and a little bit further, where I'm saying, Hashem, if you're really Einod Bavado and in my life, so I'm going to show you that. I'm ready to come forward. I'm ready to take that baby step closer. And the imagery, which we've given before, but I want to remind us ourselves of this, is again, this is Rav Pinkus Zatzal, is that there's 613 gates to get to the palace of the king. It doesn't matter what gate you use. If you know, you can go through the front door of the house, you can go through a window in the basement or a window in the attic. It doesn't matter. You're in the house. It doesn't matter what mitzvah you choose. And again, that's that story that he tells, Rav Pinkus Zatzal, of this rabbi who went down south to give a shiur, and only one fellow showed up, and they're both feeling a little bit uncomfortable and embarrassed. And the fellow said, "Look, I'm not religious, rabbi. I thought the topic was interesting. I'll go home, you'll go home, and we'll call it a night." And the rabbi said, "Look, if you're ready here, let me teach you the first halacha of the day, negavasa, right, left, chulei, and the reasons behind negavasa, kohen gadol beginning, kohanim beginning their day, wash their hands, chulei." And then a number of years later, he 6, 7 years later, this rabbi comes back and gives a class. And afterwards, an Oreo cookie comes over to him, which means he's wearing black and white, and says to him, "Rabbi, do you recognize me?" "Not really. Do you remember a number of years ago you came down here and there was no one here?" And, "Oh yeah, that I remember." That's something every speaker either remembers or is a bad nightmare. And he says, "It wasn't overnight, but it started with that. And now I give a Gemara shiur in my shul every day." Because once you're in the palace of the king, you become a different person. Our job is to feel that we're in the palace of the king. Okay, my friends, any final thoughts or comments before I...
Just wow, and thank you.
Yashikach gadol.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Simatova, be well.
Amen.
It was beautiful. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
You know
you
what?
So
I just want to add
well.
here that I'm asking mechila from anybody that I may have given a look that was inappropriate, said something that I shouldn't have said, because sometimes I can be very sharp. So I'm asking for mechila. And I hope people understand it's all in the spirit of learning and nothing personal. Gemar
Chasima Tova.
Thank you so much. A good convention.
Thank you.